Amen. Well, please take your Bibles and turn with me to the book of 1 Samuel. We are in 1 Samuel chapter 18 and verses 1 through 16. You'll find that at page 280 in the pew Bibles in front of you. Our message series is on David and Saul. And through this series, we are seeing how God raised up David to be king of Israel, while at the same time Saul, who was king, Saul continued his downward slide away from God. Last week, we looked at one of the big stories in the Bible, the story of David and Goliath. And this week, we see the follow-up to that. We see what happened between David and Saul as a direct result of David's victory over Goliath. So in 1 Samuel 18, verses 1 through 16, and we're going to look at all of those verses in the course of the message, but to get started right now, we're just going to look at verses 6 through 9. We'll just read those verses. Will you please stand with me for the reading of God's word? 1 Samuel 18, verses 6 to 9. When the men were returning home after David had killed the Philistine, the women came out from all the towns of Israel to meet King Saul with singing and dancing, with joyful songs and with tambourines and lutes. And as they danced, they sang, "Saul has slain his thousands and David his tens of thousands." Saul was very angry. This refrain galled him. "They have credited David with tens of thousands," he thought, "but me with only thousands. What more can he get but the kingdom?" And from that time on, Saul kept a jealous eye on David. This is the word of God. Let us pray. Well, dear Lord, as we look into your word today, and we especially look at this sin of jealousy, Lord, as we take the sin and we just open it up and lay it out on the table and get a good look at what this sin is all about. Lord, I know a lot of us struggle with this sin. So, Lord, I pray that through the course of this message, you would give us a greater love for you, a greater hatred for sin, and a greater yearning for you to make us more like Jesus. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you. Please be seated. Do you ever struggle with jealousy? Does it make you happy? In case you were wondering, the answer to those two questions are yes and then no, okay? Everyone struggles with jealousy at certain times. And no, it never makes us happy. So why do we do it? Well, why do we ever choose the wrong that's going to make us miserable? It's our sin nature. It's natural to us, and we need God's help to overcome that. Today we're going to be looking at the topics of love, jealousy, and fear. We're going to be looking at these three topics through the eyes, through the relationships of Jonathan, David, and Saul. Jonathan is Saul's oldest son, and of course Jonathan is most famous for his friendship with David. And today's passage teaches us a very simple truth, simply this: love brings you closer to people, while jealousy and fear will drive you apart. In fact, if you take a close look at your sermon outline this morning, why don't we do that? Take the sermon outline out for me. I want you to see something on it. I want you to notice how every single point, almost every point in this outline today, has two words in it. Has the word "you," it has the word "others." Just take a look at the A's and the B's and the C's here. The first A, love makes you seek unity with others. See, you and others. Love makes you put others before yourself. Jealousy prevents you from taking pleasure in other people's successes. Jealousy robs you of the joy of your own successes. Jealousy will make you strike out at others. Fear will keep you from seeking God at work in others. Fear will keep you from loving others as you should. You and others. You see, love, jealousy, and fear all have to do with how you will relate to others, right? Very simple. They also have to do with how you will relate to God and how God will use you in this life. So let's get started, and we'll begin with Jonathan. We'll start with Jonathan's love for David. And Jonathan and David, boy, they enjoyed a very special friendship. Special friendship, which was all the more remarkable because Jonathan was next in line for the throne. And God keeps blessing David with all sorts of success. And if there was anyone who should have been jealous or afraid of David, it was Jonathan. But Jonathan, instead of giving into jealousy or fear, Jonathan reached out to David with love. And there are a couple of things we can learn from Jonathan's love for David in this passage. The first one we're going to look at is this, is that love makes you seek unity with others. It makes you want to be at one with others. Remember, jealousy and fear drive you apart, right? But love brings you together. So let's take a look at our passage now. We're in 1 Samuel 18, verse 1. We read this, after David had finished talking with Saul, Jonathan became one in spirit with David, and he loved him as himself. Now, we've met Jonathan before. We met him back in chapters 13 and 14 of this book when we were studying the rise and fall of Saul. But this is the first time we get to see Jonathan and David together. And this verse marks the beginning of their friendship. It's really one of the most beautiful and celebrated friendships ever recorded. It tells us that Jonathan and David were kindred spirits. They were soulmates. They were the best of friends. And Jonathan was obviously impressed by David's faith when he saw David going up to fight against Goliath. We looked at that last week. Jonathan had shown a similar faith earlier in this book. In chapters 13 and 14, when it was Jonathan who led the attack on the Philistines. It was a very similar situation to David and Goliath. In this situation, once again, Saul and his whole army were holding back in fear against the Philistines. And it was Jonathan who said, let's attack. It was Jonathan who acted boldly in faith. And here we see Jonathan became one in spirit with David. Psalm 133, verse 1 says this, how good and pleasant it is when brothers live together in unity. Or you read this in Philippians chapter 2, Paul tells the Philippians, Philippians 2, chapter 2, verse 2, he says, make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love. And here's that same phrase again now, being one in spirit and in purpose. You know, we can seek an even greater unity today because we have the Holy Spirit, right? The Holy Spirit dwelling in each believer. Jonathan and David became one in spirit. And Jonathan loved David as himself. See, that's the first thing we see about love. Love makes you seek unity with others. Love also makes you put others before yourself. Back to 1 Samuel 18, picking up in verses 2 through 4. From that day, Saul kept David with him and did not let him return to his father's house. And Jonathan made a covenant with David because he loved him as himself. Jonathan took off the robe he was wearing, he gave it to David along with his tunic and even his sword, his bow, and his belt. And here we see David and Jonathan move now from being one in spirit to a committed friendship. Jonathan makes a covenant of friendship with David. First, he takes off his royal robe and he gives that to David along with his tunic, his sword, his bow, and his belt. And you go, well, what's going on here? Well, this is what's happening. Jonathan is next in line to be king. These clothes, these weapons are symbolic of Jonathan's position as heir to the throne. And so Jonathan giving David these items, that was symbolic of Jonathan passing on to David his own right to the throne. Now talk about a committed friendship. Once again, if anyone has the right to be jealous of David, it's Jonathan. But you see, Jonathan seems to have understood early on that David's going to be the next king. And you know what? Jonathan is just fine with that. Doesn't bother him at all. He's fine with it. Why? Because he loves David as he loves himself. And instead of giving into jealousy, he puts David before himself. Because that's what love does. It puts others first. We read in Romans chapter 12, verse 10, says, be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Honor one another above yourselves. Or Philippians chapter 2, verse 3 says this, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves. And so you are to seek the honor of other people before yourself. It's not enough that you just don't mind the other person getting the honor. That can be tough enough, right? It's not enough that you just don't mind them getting the honor. But the Bible says you should actually prefer to honor others above yourself. Well, that's really hard to do, isn't it? That's hard for any of us. Perhaps only with our children do we ever really get this right. Right? We want better things for our children than for ourselves. The Bible says we're supposed to love everyone, though, and true love makes you put all others before yourself. See, these verses mark the beginning of David and Jonathan's friendship. And we're going to see more of their friendship in the coming chapters. But what a beautiful beginning it is. Jonathan becomes one in spirit with David and loves him as himself. He makes a covenant of friendship with David and puts David before himself. Love makes you seek unity with others, and it makes you put others before yourself. Well, we start off really good, right? With good, positive love, love, love. We like that, don't we? Well, now we move from Jonathan's love for David to Saul's jealousy of David. And here in these next verses, verses 5 through 11, Saul's jealousy stands in direct contrast to Jonathan's love. There are a lot of problems with jealousy. We're not going to be able to cover it all today, but our passage today highlights three big ones, three big problems with jealousy. First of all, jealousy prevents you from taking pleasure in other people's successes. That's one of the great pleasures in life. That's a pleasure that God wants you to enjoy, taking pleasure in other people's successes. Jealousy is going to take that away from you. It's going to prevent that from happening. So we're back in 1 Samuel 18. Now look at verse 5. It says, whatever Saul sent him to do, David did it so successfully that Saul gave him a high rank in the army. And we're going to see why Saul did that in just a bit. But Saul gave him a high rank in the army. This pleased all the people and pleased Saul's officers as well. So Saul starts giving David more tasks. And everything he gives David to do, David does successfully. And you see, after this whole incident with Goliath, David taking down Goliath and winning that battle, David is popular with all the people. He is a national hero. If they had action figures back in those days, guess what? David would have been an action figure, right? You don't believe me? Just look at the screen. Ta-da! There he is! Action figure! These were actually dug up at an archaeological... No, I'm just kidding. You can buy that at your local store. But yeah, an action figure. David is so successful that Saul even gives him a high rank in the army. And what does the text tell us? This pleased everyone. We already know it pleased Jonathan because Jonathan loved David as himself. But now we learn it pleased all the people. It pleased all of Saul's officers. It pleased everyone except this one person who's not mentioned being pleased here. Did you notice who's missing? Saul. See, Saul's not pleased about this at all. Why? Because Saul is jealous. And jealousy does what? It prevents you from taking pleasure in other people's successes. God doesn't want you to be jealous of other people. We read earlier from James chapter 3. Let me go back and just read a couple of those verses again. James 3 verses 14 to 16. But if you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, don't boast about it. Don't deny the truth. Such quote-unquote wisdom does not come down from heaven, but it is earthly. It is unspiritual. It is of the devil. For where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you find disorder and every evil practice. Now, jealousy not only prevents you from taking pleasure in other people's successes, but jealousy also robs you of the joy of your own successes. Have you ever thought about that? It robs you of the joy of your own successes. And we see that in the next section here now. 1 Samuel 18, verses 6 to 9. When the men were returning home after David had killed the Philistine, the women came out from all the towns of Israel to meet King Saul with singing and dancing, with joyful songs and with tambourines and lutes. And as they danced, they sang, Saul has slain his thousands, and David his tens of thousands. Saul was very angry. This refrain galled him. They've credited David with tens of thousands, he thought, but me with only thousands. What more can he get but the kingdom? And from that time on, Saul kept a jealous eye on David. And so we can trace Saul's jealousy of David. We can trace it all the way back now, right, to David's victory over Goliath. So when the men were returning from battle, the women came out to meet King Saul. So far, so good. And they came out singing and dancing and celebrating. So far, so good. And as they danced, they sang, Saul has slain his thousands. So far, so good. And then they sang, and David has slain his tens of thousands. Uh-oh, now we've got a problem, don't we? You see, Saul was angry because they credited David with tens of thousands. Saul says, Ben, they only gave me thousands. Only thousands. You got to be kidding me. You see, jealousy not only prevents you from taking pleasure in other people's successes, it robs you of the joy of your own successes. So Saul says, what more can he get but the kingdom? And the proper response to Saul here is this, Saul, it's not your kingdom. It's God's kingdom. What do you care what God does with his own kingdom? You see, Saul, just like Jonathan, Saul is beginning to understand that David is going to be the next king, that David is the one whom God has chosen to replace Saul as king. But whereas Jonathan rejoiced for his friend, what did Saul do? Saul got jealous and he got angry. And in his jealousy, he couldn't even take joy in his own successes anymore. Theodore Roosevelt said, comparison is the thief of joy. See, it's hard to count your own blessings when you're busy counting someone else's. And God wants you to take joy in what he's doing in your life without comparing yourself to anyone else. And especially when it comes to his kingdom, right? There's only one kingdom. God's kingdom. How can we be jealous? If we love God, how can we be jealous that someone else is advancing God's kingdom? Romans chapter 12, verse 3 says this, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance with the measure of faith that God has given you. In other words, don't think of yourself in comparison with others. Rather, have a realistic appraisal of the unique personality and unique gifts that God has given you. Galatians chapter 6, verse 4 says this, each one should test his own actions, then he can take pride in himself without comparing himself to somebody else. Jealousy is a thief. It prevents you from taking pleasure in other people's successes. It robs you of the joy of your own successes. And then thirdly, jealousy will make you strike out at others. It'll do it every time. Look at 1 Samuel 18 now, verses 10 and 11. The next day, an evil spirit from God came forcefully upon Saul. He was prophesying in his house while David was playing the harp, as he usually did. Saul had a spear in his hand, and he hurled it, saying to himself, I will pin David to the wall. But David eluded him twice. So this is the very next day, okay? The day after they returned from the battle with Goliath. Saul was in one of his moods, right? David's playing the harp, trying to calm him down as usual. David has a harp in his hand, and Saul has a spear in his hand. And this evil spirit, we've seen this before, this evil spirit from God comes forcefully upon Saul, and he throws that spear at David, trying to pin David to the wall. The text tells us he does this twice. Now, you've probably heard of really rough crowds throwing rotten tomatoes at the musicians if they don't like the musicians, right? It's one thing to throw rotten vegetables at someone, but when they start throwing spears, I'm out of there. I'm off the stage, right? You see, what's jealousy going to do? It will eventually make you strike out at others. Jealousy starts where? It starts in the inside. But you know what? It does not stay there. Jealousy is eventually going to work its way out. And you may not have a spear in your hand, but you've got daggers in your eyes. And you may not throw a physical weapon, but you will strike out in other ways, perhaps with ugly words or hurtful actions. There are a number of lists in the Bible that we call either sin lists or vice lists. In the order of the sins listed, it's very interesting. For example, one of these lists is in the book of Romans, chapter 1. We read this in verse 29. It says, "They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, and malice. They are gossips, slanderers." Well, what comes first in the list? Jealousy, envy. And then what follows jealousy and envy? Murder, strife, deceit, malice, gossip, slander, right? The jealousy works its way out, and you begin striking out at other people. Or we can look at Galatians chapter 5, verse 20. Another sin list. Look at the order. Jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, faction. First comes the jealousy, then comes the rage, the selfish ambition, the divisions. Folks, jealousy is a terrible sin. It prevents you from taking pleasure in other people's successes. It robs you of the joy of your own successes. It eventually will make you strike out at other people around you. We've looked at Jonathan's love for David. We've looked at Saul's jealousy of David. And now finally we come to Saul's fear of David. You see, jealousy leads to fear. Now, this is a different kind of fear. Not the type of fear last week where everybody was afraid of Goliath, right? Except for David, right? No, jealousy leads to this kind of fear, the fear of being left out. The fear that the other person is going to get all the attention or credit or honor. The fear of being dismissed, discounted, overlooked. Jealousy leads to fear, and fear is going to do a number of things as far as your relationships with other people. One thing is fear will keep you from seeing God at work in others. Let's go back to our text now in verses 12 through 14. It says, Saul was afraid of David because the Lord was with David but had left Saul. So he sent David away from him and gave him command over 1,000 men. And David led the troops in their campaigns. In everything he did, he had great success because the Lord was with him. Saul was afraid of David. Isn't it interesting? Saul's the one throwing the spears, and he's the one who's afraid. Perhaps the fact that David eluded the spear twice showed Saul that God was with David. Saul was afraid. Why? Because the Lord was with David but had left Saul. And so what does Saul do? He keeps giving David higher assignments in the army. He's probably doing what? He's hoping David will get killed in battle. That's what Saul's up to here. But instead, in everything David does, he has great success. Why? Because the Lord is with him. So here's Saul trying to get David killed. But you know what he ends up doing? He ends up just giving David the military experience that David's going to need in order to be king. Everything Saul does works for David and works against himself. God is doing a great work in David's life. And poor Saul doesn't get to enjoy any of it because Saul is all caught up in jealousy and fear. In the New Testament, one of the churches we look at is the church at Corinth. That's who the letters of Corinthians were written to, the church at Corinth. Well, the church at Corinth had gifted leaders. But you know what else they had? They had a lot of divisions and factions among them. And so Paul had to remind them in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Paul reminded them, he said, I planted the seed. Apollos watered it. But God made it grow. And so neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything but only God who makes things grow. What was going on at Corinth? God was doing a great work through Paul. Yay, Paul. God was doing a great work through Apollos. Yay, Apollos. But the Corinthians couldn't see it. Why? Because they were lining up behind one or the other. So you got some on this side, they're playing with their Paul action figures. And then you got some on this side, they're playing with their Apollos action figures. And they're all just, it's just jealousy. And yet, what's God doing? God's doing a great work through both of them. Through both of them. Who's doing the work? God was. Paul planted, Apollos watered, but God is the one who makes it grow. Jealousy leads to fear, and fear will keep you from seeing God at work in other people. And then finally, that type of fear will keep you from loving others as you should. Look at our last two verses now, verses 15 and 16. When Saul saw how successful David was, he was afraid of him, but all Israel and Judah loved him. They all loved David because David led them in their campaigns. See, Saul should have loved him too. Saul should have loved David for all he was doing. Here David was leading the men in all their campaigns. Here David's bringing Saul victory after victory. The rest of Israel loved David, but not Saul. Now, first he loved David, but then Saul gave him to jealousy, and then jealousy led to fear, and then Saul was afraid of David, and fear will keep you from loving others as you should. Romans chapter 13, verse 8 says this, "Let no debt remain outstanding except the continuing debt to love one another. For he who loves his fellow man has fulfilled the law." Love is a debt we continually owe each other because we are loved by God, and therefore we have an obligation to pass that love on to others. 1 John 4:18 says this, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear. Because fear has to do with punishment. And the one who fears is not made perfect in love." Now, in its original context, in the context here in 1 John, this verse is talking about us and God. It's talking about fear of punishment from God and how perfect love from God drives out that fear of punishment. But this general principle also applies to our fellow human beings, that there's no fear in love. Either fear will keep you from loving others as you should, or a perfect love for other people will drive out all fear. Jealousy leads to fear. Fear will keep you from seeing God's work in others, and fear will keep you from loving others as you should. So we have this remarkable passage where we first see Jonathan's love for David, and then Saul's jealousy of David, and then Saul's resulting fear of David. And once again, it illustrates for us a very simple truth. We can all go home knowing what this message was all about. It's so simple. Love brings you closer to people, while jealousy and fear drive you apart. And if that's true, and it is, if love brings you closer to people, if jealousy and fear drive you apart, then what should we all be doing? We should all seek love and avoid jealousy and fear. Love is going to bless you with many close friendships and relationships. Jealousy and fear, they will only isolate you, and they will turn you into a miserable person. You're also going to miss out on what God is doing in and through other people. You see, Jesus died not only to save us from our sins. He did that. But Jesus also died to do what? To bring us together as brothers and sisters in Christ. There is only one kingdom, the kingdom of God, and we are all in this together. Look, it's very simple. You cannot love someone if you're jealous of them. You cannot love someone if you're afraid God's going to use them instead of you. And if you can't love someone, guess what? God can't use you anyways. So let's all ask God to help us put all of our jealousies and all of our fears behind us and to help us start loving people instead. Amen? Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Well, dear God, as we look at this passage this morning, I imagine a lot of us, I know I am, we're convicted by this. Lord, it's when we look at it, it doesn't make sense that we would give in to jealousy and fear when they only end up hurting us and hurting other people. Yet, Lord, this is part of our sinful nature, and we need help with that. Jesus, I thank you that you died not only to forgive us of our sins, but also to deliver us from the power of our sins. Lord, a lot of us have been under the power of jealousy for a long time. And Lord, it's held us back in so many ways. Lord, I pray that this morning, as we've taken a good look at jealousy, taken a good look at just how evil and wicked this sin is, Lord, that we would repent, that we would forsake this sin, that we say, oh Lord, please help me. I can't conquer this on my own. But Lord, I want to be more like Jesus. Oh Lord, help me not to be jealous, not to be fearful of others, but help me to be loving, to seek that unity, to put others before myself. Lord Jesus, I believe you can do this in me. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.